It seems Amazon is planning on making big money moves in Quebec. In a new government document obtained by La Presse, the multinational tech company is eyeing to invest almost $1 billion in Quebec. According to the Canadian press, the investment would be through Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud division, which opened its first data center in Montreal region in 2016. The data center's location is still up in the air, but reports suggest the company has bought a 155,000 square foot center in Varennes from Hydro-Québec. This is not the first time the tech giant wanted to build their presence in the province. Just last year, Montreal was a frontrunner in Amazon's search for second headquarters. On Saturday, Canada's official Twitter page tweeted its support for Toronto-born drag queen Brooklyn Lynn Heights. Quote, "Canada is behind you as you strut your way towards becoming one fierce superstar," end quote. Brooklyn Lynn Heights is the first Canadian to be competing on the hit show RuPaul's Drag Race. According to Global News, the comment earned a mostly positive reaction from Twitter users. One user tweeted, quote, "I love that my country supports the art of drag," end quote. Turkey has called out China for its continuous mistreatment of the ethnic Uyghur people. In a statement on Saturday, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hami Aksoy said that China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs. Quote, "It is no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks who are exposed to arbitrary arrests are subject to torture and political brainwashing in concentration centers and prisons," end quote. According to Al Jazeera, approximately 10 million Uyghurs call the region of Xinjiang home and make up 45% of its population. The Turkic Muslim group has long accused Chinese authorities of cultural, religious, and economic discrimination. The Chinese embassy in Ankara responded to Aksoy's statement, saying that the accusations were false and urged the government to retract them. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news. I used to think that I should be good at everything. Now I know I was wrong. I used to think that I should do right by everyone. Now I know I was wrong. A couple of things is enough, but now I know that every wave is just that. Crashing and crashing, if it haunted you, then now you don't remember it. Sever every microscopic atom of connection to. I can barely keep myself afloat when I'm not saving you. Resurrected from the basement, I'm the capacity I'm spilling out of me. It's got nothing to do with me. From the basement, I'm not
This is the feel-good hit of the summer on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Chris. I'll be with you for the next hour. We just heard a track from Charlie Bliss. It's called Capacity. It's off of their brand new album called Young Enough, which is a very weird title. I find that I often have to ask myself, is something old enough? Like food. Don't get gross. But really, though, only creeps would classify something as young enough. Anyway, the new album is going to be coming out May 10th, and you can catch Charlie Bliss twice. It just all depends on if you want to wait a while or travel a little bit. They're playing at Higher Ground in Burlington, Vermont on February 24th, and then again they will be in Montreal on July 26th for the 77 Montreal Music Fest. It's a full day of punk rock, and I guess considering since Charlie Bliss is going to be there, we'll call it punk adjacent. Anyway, the first bit of the lineup was released, and it should be a good full day of music. We got some Pennywise, we got Bad Religion, Streetlight Manifesto, Waves, spelled with two V's, and Bigwig. According to the website, there's another band called More to Come. Or I guess that means that there are more bands to be announced. Yeah, that's probably right. It's February now, but start making your summer plans. You never know what's going to happen, guys. So head on over to 77montreal.com. You can pick up a day pass for the 77 Montreal Punk Rock Music Festival. I'll stop advertising for them now. We got a pretty great show coming up for you guys. I got a lot of new music. I got some Jessica Pratt. I've got some Home Shake. I've got some Eve Jarvis. Winter Sleep. I'm even going to play some Kurt Vile. And if you're good, we'll play some James Blake at the end of the show. But coming up next, we're going to play Generator by Bad Religion, who I said will be in town July 26th for the 77 Montreal Music Fest. This is the feel-good hit of the summer, CJLO 1690. Thank you for tuning in.
Like a rock, like a planet, like a fucking atom bomb. I'll remain unperturbed by the joy and the madness that I encounter everywhere I turn. I've seen it all along in books and magazines. Like a drink before dying, like a photographic scene. There's a thaw behind the window. There's an ugly laughing man. Like a hummingbird in silence, like the blood on my door. It's a generator. Like the blood on my door. Wash me clean and
they have battled.
Punk is better.
Doom is better.
Now they meet again, this time on February 15th at Catacombs. Representing Punk, Bad Skin, and Pussy Stench. Representing Doom, Ritual Master and Pink Cocoon. Be there to witness the most epic meeting of all time. Maybe. Possibly. Well, you know what? Just be there. February 15th, Catacombs. Punk meets Doom!
Oh my god, the mall's boring and my Walkman is so grody. What am I gonna do? For your nostalgia needs and to hear all things Tubular, tune in to Nosin' Around Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CJLO.
Excellent!
Something close behind, far away.
All right, we're back from the break. This is the feel-good hit of the summer, CJ Lowe, 1690 AM. That was Aeroplane by Jessica Pratt. She just released a new album. It's called Quiet Signs, which has nothing to do with nonverbal cues. Fellas, get to know your nonverbal cues. It helps. Jessica Pratt is coming to Montreal on May 13th. She'll be doing a little show at Sala Rosa. Just head on over to the Sala Rosa website to get your tickets. Before Jessica Pratt, we heard from Pew Pew Pew. The song is called I Don't Matter at All. My boys in Pew 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 just got featured on NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm happy for them. Their new album's coming out in March. Keep your eyes out for it. It's called... Oh, shoot. What is it called? Optimal Lifestyles. That's what it's called. Before Pew Pew Pew, we had some Bad Religion. It was a deep cut generator. Coming up, I have a full block of Montreal bands for you, all playing new to newish music. So we've got Anemone. Their album launch is coming out on the 15th. We got some Winter Sleep. They're from Nova Scotia, but they live here now, so they count as Montreal band. I'm going to play some Eve Jarvis. That used to be Unblonde. Now it's just Eve Jarvis. But first, I've got some Home Shake for you. Home Shake, alongside of Eve Jarvis, are going to be doing a show at MTELUS on March 21st. This is in coordination with Home Shake's new album that's coming out very soon. Actually, it's dropping later this week on Friday. It's called Helium. And last week, he released a new track. It's called Another Thing. And I'm going to play it for you right now. This is Another Thing by Home Shake on the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJ Lowe, 1690 AM.
heavy on me, still unfurling, ever unfurling. I'm gonna find it in branches of roots. Passing fiction off for truth. Guess the fruit of disillusion is in season. But if it's not that blue, take a moment or two and just breathe. It's constant change.
Oh,
That is the second single off of Anemone's forthcoming album, Beat My Distance. If you want to go to the launch party for this brand new album called Beat My Distance, head on over to Sala Rosa February 15th. I think that's this Friday. Let's take a look. It's Friday. That's a good Friday night, especially in February. Before that, we had Surrender by Wintersleep. The new album is called In the Land Of. That is an incomplete title, as far as I'm concerned. And that album arrives March 29th. April 11th is when you can see them at Sala Rosa. Before Wintersleep, we had Fruits of Disillusion by Eve Jarvis, who I said is playing with Homeshake at MTELUS on March 21st. I said that before this whole big block of Montreal bands. And of course, we heard from Homeshake. The song was called Another Thing. Last week, Homeshake released a new track. That was the track. It's off of their forthcoming album. It's called Helium. That's dropping later this week. And I don't know what the ticket situation's like, but head on over to the MTELUS website. Get your tickets for that that Homeshake show. They'll probably sell out. Maybe? I have no idea anymore. This is probably a good time to tell you guys to all visit the Facebook page for this show. If you search CJLO Feel Good Hit, you'll find us. And when you find us, you know, give me a like. I like that. Also, if you're a band, and this is a very important qualifier here, if you don't suck, send me your music. I'll probably play it, especially if you're from Montreal. Just don't suck. This means I don't want any bedroom demo tapes. I don't want anything that sounds like you made it on a laptop in 20 minutes. I don't want it to sound like your deaf Uncle Larry recorded and produced it for you. But otherwise, send me your music. I'll play it. Especially if you're from Montreal. Toronto, yeah, sure. Why not? But we're always looking for good content. Local bands especially. It's part of the mandate for this show. We want Montreal bands. Even if you're from somewhere else and you're living in Montreal, I'll play your music for you. But like I said, don't suck. So head on over to the Facebook page. Search CJLO Feel Good Hit. You'll find the page. Send me a message. Give me a like. All that good stuff. Coming up for you guys, I have some music by Candle. I also got the Sadies. That's an old track by the Sadies. But first, we're going to play one of my favorite tracks of all time. I've been waiting the entire show to play this track. It's called Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile, who's also playing MTELUS, but it's this Friday night. So go see Kurt Vile at MTELUS or go hit the Anemone album launch. Or maybe do both. Maybe you got time for both. This is Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile on the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO 1690 AM.
It's just me, then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth, and I was weightless, just quivering like some leaf come in the window of a restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, but it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? Just like all I want is to just have fun, live my life like a son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say. Tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, 'cause
Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? But he was sporting all my clothes, I gotta say, pretty pimpin'.
TD presents Sekuga Bambino, one of the most famous singers on the continent of Africa. As part of the Nui d'Afrique year-round concerts, Sekuga Bambino will be accompanied by his prestigious orchestra on Saturday, February 16th at Théâtre Le National. For more information, visit productionnuidafrique.com.
Art? We can pop it. Indie? We can pop that too. Dream, synth, chamber, pop, pop, pop. Rock? It's already been pop.
The rest of us goes pop. Same awkward host, new concept and time. Tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for the best new music in all pop subgenres. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
We're going to have so many feelings.
Time, the last time, that it'll be easy. think about how much it cost in the end. Don't cry for me, it's just a symptom of the disease. If I don't turn around,
we'll be right back.
Track by Candle. It's called Child of Fate. This is the Feel Good Hit of the Summer on CJLO 1690 AM. It's been a great hour. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you want to see Candle, they're playing a show this Saturday at Le Verre Boutte. It's on Montreal, I think. Before that, we heard from the Sadies. The song was called Cut Corners, and we started that block off with Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile, one of my favorite songs of all time. Kurt Vile is going to be at MTELUS on Friday night. MTELUS, the venue formerly known as Metropolis. Great times over there. I got time for just one more track. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. Stay tuned for the rest of us. It's coming up in about 5.5 minutes. This is James Blake. The song is called Where's the Catch? It's featuring Andre 3000. You can check out James Blake at the Olympia February 28th. Thanks for tuning in. It's a feel-good hit of the summer. Be safe. Avoid the snow.
We delay the show. We kiss all alone. We breathe through the nose till the breath is gone.
Exorcism, pessimism has arisen. There's no reason, really treason to myself, so silly. So perfect, so perfect, so why do I look for curtains? Uncertain, but certainly false alarms alerting. A burden and beautiful times are gone, snake. Won't wipe me, but frightens me like I know I'm eight. I know I ain't, I know it ain't. Harmony, harmony, how many days of amazing will it be before it phases? And I say, I told you so. So summer be buzzing, some will be hovering over nothing. All of a sudden, it's falling, it's over though. Come with me, calming me down. Be chamomile, calamine lotion, camel motion, hopping on the float. Yeah. Tumble, we wanna leave before the apparitions take over the city. We build and discover gold. Album is making silver before you know it. Negative nickels until it's void. Aluminum foil it back to soil.
Where's the catch?
But everything's rose. Everything's rose. Everything's rose.
Everything's rose.